Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay catches it and throws to second with Gomez covering, to double up Lockhock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bossetti moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Pottek moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Potek tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Cerrone reaches third base with a triple. Woods goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Royals. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cerrone tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Bosetti goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Potek strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bossetti moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McKay bunts towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to second. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods is walked intentionally. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a line drive towards short. Potek catches it and throws to second to double up Mayberry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bossetti takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.